It's almost a decade since the release of a reported child abuse in Ireland that found the problem was endemic. As Australia prepares for the end of its inquiry, the Irish example offers a warning. Many victims were left bitterly disappointed despite $1 billion paid out in compensation. And those now in charge of auditing the Catholic Church have urged Australia to learn from their mistakes. From Dublin, Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
The grounds of St Patrick's College in Maynooth, about half an hour out of Dublin, were once teeming with trainee priests, but their numbers are at record lows. Just one of the profound impacts of the inquiry into child abuse that found, beyond a doubt, the entire system treated children like prison inmates and slaves.
What is here now?
Well, this bit's the salmon room.
The church grounds are now home to Teresa Devlin's office. She's the CEO of the National Board for Safeguarding of Children in the Catholic Church, set up in response to the inquiry, which ran for a decade from 1999.
It's a small country compared to Australia, probably the size of one of your states, but it's a small country, but we systematically moved around training and supporting people, offering advice, offering guidance. That's the first thing that we did. But then we audited and we inspected.
The board oversees 160 congregations and holds them to account.
2 years ago, we had 270 new allegations against priests and religious in Ireland. Last year, we had 79.
She says the only risk is that the Irish get complacent, thinking the problem's been fixed.
Well, I was taken into this courthouse over here, which was known as the Children's Courts in Dublin Castle. And from this particular building, I was taken and charged with not attending school.
Manix Flynn was just 7 years old when he was taken away to a school for troubled children. He says the inquiry was always flawed because there were never going to be prosecution recommendations and there was no sanctions of any party involved. And he's pessimistic about how Australia's report will be received.
Scale. So what'll happen in Australia is there'll be mock shock, they'll print out the report, they'll all find things that we already knew, but there'll be no justice delivered. And the people who it happened to will simply be, you know, commandeered, engineered, processed through a fake mock place.
Patsy McGarry is the religious reporter for the Irish Times. He says a string of inquiries and their recommendations saw the faithful lose their faith.
It is not exaggeration to say that probably the safest place for a child in Ireland today is on a Catholic church premises because of an army of women appointed by parishes to oversee the implementation of Catholic church guidelines for the protection of children in all contexts. But it has some way to go before we can say, hand on heart, the Catholic Church is doing everything it can everywhere to protect children.
They've watched developments in Australia closely and are convinced this isn't the end, but only the start of more global revelations to come. This is Lisa Miller in Dublin for AM.